Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Students at New Brunswick High School want some answers after school officials revealed an adult woman submitted false documents and attended classes posing as a student last week.
WCBS's Steve Burns is on this story. So, Steve, walk us through exactly what happened here.
Well, details are still a little bit hard to come by on this, but what we know so far is at some point in the last week or so, a 29-year-old woman, her name is Haijong Shin, allegedly submitted documents claiming she was of high school age, a teenager looking to attend New Brunswick High School. She was let in. She attended classes for 4 days last week, was then found out and arrested. She was charged with one count of providing a false government document. Police say it was a fake birth certificate that she handed over. All of this was revealed at Tuesday night's Board of Education meeting in New Brunswick. The superintendent, Aubrey Johnson, said the woman is now barred from school property, and students who had come in contact with her are being told to stay away.
Was there anything in the school's admission policies that might have prevented this?
That's the big question here. We have a new statement from the superintendent and New Brunswick police basically making the case that their hands are tied in these situations. They're pretty much forced to admit anyone who comes looking for an education and claiming that they're school age. Even if someone shows up without the right documents, without a legal guardian, they say it's state law that the school is required to enroll them provisionally. Then the person has 30 days to come up with some kind of proof that they are who they say they are, or else the school can declare them ineligible to attend. The superintendent here said this deception, in his words, was found out through their normal vetting process. But he's making the case that there wasn't much that could be done, at least in the beginning, to keep this woman out of the school.
Steve, how about the real students at New Brunswick High School? What are they saying about this?
Yeah, they aren't buying that reasoning from school leaders. Several of them showed up to the meeting basically demanding answers from school officials. One of them, Tatiana, told New Brunswick Today that she had talked to this woman on a couple occasions, wanted her to feel welcome in the new school. But now she's concerned for her safety. There's no word here on what the motive might have been, if this could have turned out to be a dangerous situation. But students say they just don't have a lot of confidence in school leaders right now to keep them safe.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns.
3:43 on the afternoon roundup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.